The second member of the Louisville unit of the Women's Overseas Service League who served in World War I is Sarah Landau. The name is spelled L-A-N-D-A-U. Sarah is now in her 92nd year, and her health, if not her spirits, are failing. Her memory, too, is failing. And so, because we very fortunately took an interview, made an interview with her some years ago, I am going to reconstruct this in a narrative form, very much as it was published in the carry-on for June of 1983. Sarah Landau served as a volunteer with the American Red Cross in France, leaving from New York in September of 1917 and arriving in due course at Paris, via Liverpool and Cherbourg. This was unpaid service, as volunteers then received no compensation other than uniforms, quarters, transportation, and food. Sarah served in Paris, answering telephones and carrying messages until August of 1918. During this time, she obtained a job for Suzanne Bacri, that is spelled B-A-C-R-I, a French daughter of a friend of the Louisville Judah family. American Red Cross headquarters thus had operators who could speak both French and English. Sarah remembers that Suzanne's father brought his daughter to work, took her to and from lunch, and escorted her home in the evening, a very proper arrangement for a well-bred young French girl. Sarah's hotel in Paris was the Prince Albert, and the office in which she worked, the postal office, was in the Regina Hotel. It was in Paris that Sarah found Arthur Parsons, a Louisville friend reported missing before Sarah left New York. She searched for him in American hospitals without success. When she tried a French hospital, there was no Arthur Parsons registered there either. She turned to leave when, to her astonishment, she saw Arthur walking down the hall. Her call to him ended in a joyous reunion. Arthur, listed on the French hospital records as Samuel A. Parsons, had been wounded in the throat and in French hands all along. As he could not speak French or write it, he was at a disadvantage, but had been trying to help during his convalescence by doing hospital chores. Thus he was in the hall when Sarah saw him. A cable to Louisville carried very happy news to an anxious family. In August of 1918, Sarah was assigned to Saint-Nazaire, the port from which American servicemen were sent home. She acted as purchasing agent for the American Red Cross and was there until after the armistice, at which time she was reassigned to the hospitals in and near Vannes, that is spelled V-A-N-N-E-S. The Vannes hospital, base hospital, was not too distant from Saint-Nazaire. She was a recreation director at this installation. She wrote letters for soldiers, collected and circulated a small library, set up a recreation room for ambulatory patients with a pool table, ping pong, chess and checkers, piano, musical instruments, and even a chorus. Sarah would go through the wards also to see if soldiers needed someone to write letters for them or bring them books or personal items. The hospital at Vannes was used at first only for non-coms and privates, but later officers were brought here as well. They had a special recreation room which was also shared by the medical staff of the hospital. Like other members of the staff, Sarah had a room in one of the wings of this specific van hospital. She believes that it was the 136th. A vivid memory for Sarah during her van hospital days was the visit in April of 1919 of General Pershing to the hospital. His visit was somewhat delayed, and in effort to make use of this time, Sarah began dusting her books, so that all of a sudden her door was opened, and sooner than she expected, after all, was General Pershing and her commanding officer. They caught her on her knees, dusting books. Her CO went red in the face. Sarah apologized, but Pershing, lifting her by the hand, said he was glad to see her working. Pershing's manner to her and others was warm and concerned. Although Sarah served into August of 1919 at Van, when the installation was closed and the remaining members evacuated back to the United States, she most clearly remembers Armistice Day of November 11th, 1918. She, a strongly religious Jewish girl, went to Saint Nazaire's Church, a Roman Catholic building, both old and beautiful. There, while American and French were celebrating drunkenly and joyously in the streets, she and one old lady in a black dress, sabots, and white coif made their celebration of the end of the war a prayer of thanks to God. Sarah's distinguished career as an educator followed her overseas duty. She continued active in community affairs and recently received the Blanche Ottenheimer Award in Louisville for distinguished service to the Jewish community. Fortunately for us, Mademoiselle Meese, as the children called her in France, they were trying to say Miss, of course. Fortunately for us, Sarah has been several times our president and a 28-year member of the present Louisville unit, as well as a member of the earlier Louisville unit disbanded before World War II. Added notes by Sarah indicates that Van is situated on an inland lake called Morbihan, that's spelled Morbihan. It is a very old walled town with a beautiful church. Families were at that time living in some of the huge towers on the walls once used as part of the fortification system. It was to her a most interesting area. She also tells us that she served two adjoining hospitals as a purchasing agent while she was at Saint Nazaire. One of these hospitals, convalescent hospitals, was at Rochefort-en-Terre. It was established in the home, a very large and elegant house, having been given by an American artist expatriate for the purpose. The other convalescent hospital was at Ploermel, spelled Ploermel, and was located in part of an old convent. Both Rochefort and Ploermel were near Van. This concludes the narrative of the experiences of Sarah Landau overseas during World War I.